Aren't you glad that your consciousness has created a safe space for you to hug somebody and get as close as you like? Aren't you glad that your consciousness has created a place where you can go nowadays and people are speaking truth? People are speaking love. People are speaking health. People are speaking prosperity. People are speaking peace. Aren't you glad our consciousness is generating this space? And it's one of the greatest contributions on the planet right now. Everywhere else you go, on social media, the TV, the places that are still open, folk are talking about health challenge. Speaking a word of error. How many times have you said whatever that is that they're saying out there? I'm being very vigilant. I'm not even saying it. Because this is a perfect demonstration of how spiritual law works. A thought held in your mind and spoken out of your mouth is going to produce after its own kind. So now social media, TV, and everywhere, everybody's just saying something about the impact something's having, and everybody's saying this, that, and the other. And now it's got everybody saying that error. I want you to write this down. The only thing happening is truth. There's only one presence and one power in the universe. Now, the thing that's so wonderful about times like this is you get to prove and demonstrate what you really believe. If you really believe there's only one presence and power in the universe and it's absolute good, then it can't be anything else going on but that. So the only thing going on is truth. The only thing we spread here and everywhere, and we're holding this consciousness for the whole earth right now. The only thing we're spreading is love. Because that's what God is, that's what truth is, and it's the only thing going on. The only thing we're spreading up in here, is health. How about that? Isn't that a refreshing new thought in the midst of what seems to be going on? How many times during the day can you say health? Say health. Health. How many times during the day can you just say health? You see that? Let that draw and attract some energy and attention. The only thing going on is prosperity. People closing their businesses, the schools closing, all that going on. The only thing going on is prosperity. Either you know that and believe it, or you don't. The only thing going on is peace. And that's what we're spreading. Peace. We're spreading. These are the five things that we are talking about, speaking about, teaching about, and being in the world right now. Somebody's got to stand for that. Somebody's got to stand in the gap until everybody else figures out what's going on. Truth. love, health, prosperity, peace. You got it? That's what we're talking about, right? It's interesting. It's really interesting how God will use any situation. I finally found something that I agree with POTUS on. You know what POTUS is, right? President of the United States. I finally found one thing that he said that I agree with. Now, he said it, but he doesn't necessarily practice it himself. He said, calm down. Calm down, y'all. He doesn't practice it, but he said it. We are part of an awakening world. The world is awakening. And right now it seems that everybody is chemicalizing. The whole planet is chemicalizing. That's what's going on. You know, when you claim wholeness and health, and then you turn around and look and you catching the bonkers of the conkers. When you claim prosperity and all my bills are paid on time and I have plenty and more than enough. And then you turn around and look and you got a negative in your bank account. When you claim all that stuff you claimed in the burning bowl. In your letter to God. And then you turn around and look and nothing like that seems to be going on. Everything that seems to be the opposite of that seems to be happening. That's called chemicalization. It's not that what you claimed is not actually happening. It's that you still got some roots, as Reverend Ann would say. You still got some old hard roots growing down in your subconscious mind. And until you pull the roots, you know, when you get ready to try to plant something, you don't let the old roots of the old stuff stay. You got to pull that stuff up. Get it out of the way. We call it denials. When we're practicing denials, we're attempting to pull up the old roots so we can clear away and let the new things that we're planting be planted into the subconscious mind. So the whole planet is just chemicalizing. Now, when you understand and know truth, you can recognize that that's the only thing going on. Emily Cady says, once that is complete, you'll be in a newer, higher state of consciousness. When the new thought takes root and replaces the old error thinking, believing in dis-ease. Did you know that believing that exists? Well, it might exist for some people, but believing in it, it's not wrong, it's not bad, it doesn't mean that you dropped in consciousness, it doesn't mean any of that. It means you got some old crystallized roots and you are being given the opportunity by God to pull that stuff up. That's the only reason it's coming up, so you can pull it up and do away with it. As long as you let it stay up under there, it's still going to start keep running your life. You got it? So, chemicalization? How do you make it through? How do you make it through a time when you're claiming one thing and your experiences are showing you something different? You start putting that new truth message in. And if those roots are so crystallized, sometimes it feels like you got a jackhammer trying to break up that old stuff. And everything just goes haywire. That's the only thing going on. It's busting up some old thoughts, some error thinking, some things that people worldwide have been holding on to. You know, we are the remnant. Say remnant.
Remnant.
Look around you. We're the remnant. We showed up. You see that? You got to have a remnant of people who know truth, stand for truth, and actually practicing it. Actually practicing it. That's what our Lenten journey is. Practicing. Practicing something that's going to build your spiritual muscle and allow you to get through when the chemicalization, if the chemicalization, some people don't chemicalize. You know why? Because they let stuff go fast. If you hold on to all the things you haven't forgiven, all the stuff that you feel guilty about, all the stuff that you believe in, that's all, you know, if you hold, or a person who holds rigidly to that stuff, when you come and get a new thought and get truth, that stuff is going to be breaking up and you'll be chemicalizing. But if you can quickly say, not my will, but thine be done, and soften your heart and just let all that stuff go. All your, most of what happens with chemicalization is resistance. People resisting that they're having an experience. Can you just be in the experience without fighting it? Because your fighting it is not going to relieve it. What's going to heal it is knowing truth. Putting some love on it. Speaking health to it. You see? Knowing that you're prospering. And just be calm. Calm down. Be at peace. When you start experiencing any chemicalization, it is an invitation to pause and rest. It's an invitation to pause and rest. Now, you may do fairly well trying to rest your body, but that mind, oh my goodness, until you are the master of your own mind, your body might be laying there and resting, but your mind is chattering and going on with some stuff that's keeping you chemicalizing. Because you know what? Reverend Ann used to say that too. I guess Reverend Ann's on my mind because Constance was is doing a project to revive some of her teachings. If you are going to try to fight it, it's like being in Armageddon. You know why? Because the roots are not trying to let go. They saying, wait a minute, I've been living up in your mind all this time, and then you're going to try bringing some new stuff to replace me? Not without a fight? That's the only thing going on. And it's going all on, all up in your own mind. It's not for real, for real. It's going on up in your own mind. practice the principles and learn to master your own mind. The spiritual principles that we teach and learn and practice here will help you to master your own mind so you don't have to give in to what the people are saying. Got a lot to say about this, but let's go to what's on the bulletin. Some things you can take away. I was looking at the scriptures in 1 Chronicles 28:20, and David and his son Solomon, you know, they were kings of Israel. And David really wanted to be the one to build the temple in Jerusalem. He wanted to be the one to, you remember David in his early days was a very spiritual person. And then he started to get a little humanized. And in the end, Spirit said, no, you're not going to be the one to build a temple because you are a man of war. And if you warring and killing up folk and all of that and doing some other human stuff, then no, you're not the one for this assignment, but it'll be your son. You do all the preparation, it'll be your son. So David's chemicalizing a little bit. You know, he's recognizing. But he submits and accepts that, okay, I will do all of the things to support Solomon to get the temple built, because that's the point. The point is not my ego wanting to be the one to get the, or for whatever the reason was. I believe it was really in his heart that he wanted the opportunity to build something majestic and great for God. But that's pulled away. And he could have chemicalized, but he says to his son in verse 20, and I really like this because it says what you must do to get through that chemicalization. Let's read it together. David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Stop right there. Stand on truth. Be strong and practice the spiritual principles. I was telling somebody this week, if you got something going on in your body, don't focus on your body. You tell your body and the cells what you want it to do. That's your spiritual strength. Your power that you've been given. It's already been given to you. You got to be talking to your body. Stop looking at TV, looking at social media, finding out what everybody else is doing, what they say. No, you bring your attention into your inner sanctuary and you tell your body, you're the master of your body. Just tell it what you want it to do. Tell it what you want it to do. Speak health. Speak health to the cells of your body. Yeah, lovingly, not like you're going to do, not that. But lovingly, peacefully, speak to the cells of your body. So be strong and courageous and do the work. Speaking out of your mouth is a part of the work of spiritual consciousness growth. We're building a temple, a body temple, right? What else did he say? Do not be afraid or discouraged. Pause right there. That's real clear. You don't have to worry about a thing. Calm down. What else? For the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. calm down. You don't have a thing to worry about. Just stand on truth and do the work. And you know, I was in a meeting this week or last week, and the Commissioner of Health of Baltimore County, you all know him, Dr. Brands, he's talking to people who do food service. He's talking to restaurant owners and people who own any kind of food retail establishments. And you know what he said? He said, this thing they're talking about has been around for a long, long, long time. It is not new. And people have lived through it. They're living through it all the time. And then the second thing he says was, if you will just do all the things that you should have been doing anyway, you'll be fine. You'll get through whatever is going on. When you are just, you know, wash your hands. You know, wash your hands. If you guys sing happy birthday twice so you can remember, do that. Don't spit on people when you coughing and, you know, these are some basic things. Clean up. Don't let the spaces around you just get filthy. Clean up. Sanitize. He said, you know what? That's what we should have been doing anyway. It's nothing new. Just practice. You see, so in our theology, we say right thinking followed by right action. Think truth and then just do what's appropriate. Think truth and then just keep doing the things that you know. Boost your immune system. Stop eating all that. Okay, I don't tell you what to eat. You know what I'm saying? Boost your immune system. Put some healthy, boosting, immune food in there. Right thinking. God is my health. I can only be well. Right action. Let me put a little garlic and onion in my food. Let me put a little, you know, let me get a little, some greens in me today. Let me, you know. Right thinking followed by right action. You got it? Just do what you know is right and appropriate for you, and it will serve everybody who's in your personal space. Do the work. Let's go to lesson point number two. We know that we're a part of the emergence of super beings on this planet. Us, people right in here. Fillmore says there's a race evolving. John Randolph Price also talked about it a lot. A new race is emerging of super beings. Super conscious beings. People who live and don't bobblehead, going back and forth. Sometimes they new thoughts, sometimes they not. Sometimes they living based on truth, sometimes they not. Sometimes they loving folk and sometimes they not. Sometimes they speaking health and sometimes they speaking some of that other stuff. Sometimes they prospering and sometimes they looking and saying, I don't have it. Sometimes they calm and peaceful. And then sometimes they all angst and getting everybody around them all upset. You get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? We must recognize that this so-called chemicalization may be part of the experience when we hold on too tightly to the old era thinking, when we start resisting. That has to be released. It's giving you the opportunity to do that. So embrace it. We are building a temple in consciousness, and knowing truth is what's going to sustain us Then in this second scripture from Luke 12, 32 and 34, this is Jesus speaking to all his disciples, all the people who are following him. This is his way of saying how you get through it. What does he say? Do not be afraid. That's the first thing. Little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You need to scan your consciousness during Lent and see whether you really truly believe that it is your Father's good pleasure to give you everything you require. I say you got everything in your consciousness that you will ever require. It's already in your consciousness. You have it. And it's God's good pleasure that it worked for your good. That's the only thing going on. You have to decide if you believe that. You have to decide, do you really believe that when the chemicalization starts? When you claim prosperity and then lose your job? You got to decide, do I really know God as prosperity? I mean, like for real, for real. Do you know it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? And then look what he says. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make a tithe. Give something away. Open up a space. You know what this is really talking about metaphysically? You know what it's talking about? Do some denials and get all that old, what you holding on to. Did you not use it? And you may, it may even be some good stuff that you love. You can still release it and not be attached. He's saying don't be attached to stuff. Don't get attached to the fur coat and the diamond ring. They nice. I like them. To the really nice dresses. You know, the shoes. Shoes and more shoes. Shoes you can't even wear anymore, but you just like them. Let go. Hey, I'm stepping on my own. You know I'm talking about me. But let your possessions go. Give. Release something so the new thought has a place to get in. It can't even get in there because you got so much stuff going on in your mind. Give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. He said that stuff is going to wear out eventually. It's going to deteriorate eventually. So he's suggesting that you make a purse for yourself that's not going to wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Your heart is your subconscious mind. Out of your subconscious mind, you are expressing a life, a world, and all your affairs. Out of your heart, out of your subconscious mind, you are demonstrating a body. So this is saying, make sure that what you are putting in your subconscious mind is what you want to see expressed in your life. That's what that's saying. Just make sure, right? The heart is the storehouse of the subconscious mind. Number two, continuing to practice the principles of truth, no matter what appears, gets us through any seeming challenge. It's a challenge to do that. But if you keep practicing, you'll be able to do it automatically. When anything comes up, you just pause, you get centered in spirit, you talk to yourself if you need to talk to yourself, and finally, a new and higher consciousness and better experiences is always the outcome. Always the outcome. You get through that chemicalization and you will be in a higher, better place than you've ever been prior to that. You cleared away that old stuff. You let the new thought come in and drop into your subconscious. And that new thought is going to start producing a series of experiences, including what's going on in your body. Thank you for your consciousness.